Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, 2021 National Flight Instructor of the Year, who was inducted into the National Association of Flight Instructors Hall of Fame in 2022. Ron is an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He is an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time and is today's host.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. And we're broadcasting today live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus, the 49th International Aviation Expo at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. And I did say international, and that's important because today two of our guests are from another country. There are international guests joining us at Sun and Fun today. Let me introduce you to them now. It's Caitlin McDonald and Marcus Reed. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So your uniform's a little bit different than the military uniforms we see here in the U.S. So you are part of what, Caitlin?
So we're part of the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, so we kind of follow the British military system. So our uniform at the moment's the MCP, which is slightly different, I think, to you guys and your Civil Air Patrol, which have the, what's their uniform?
It's just a bit grayer looking, I guess.
BDUs, I think they're often called.
So it's slightly different there, and we wear it a bit differently. But so we're part of that organization.
Well, that's good. So Marcus, how long have you been in the Royal Air Force Cadets?
About 4 years now.
4 years. Yeah. Okay, so this is good. And so I think you told me you've already finished with your equivalent of our U.S. high school. So you're working now and are going to go to school, going to go to college, or haven't decided yet?
I haven't really decided yet. Well, I finished what we call sixth form last year. So that's like high school. I'm 18 now. I'm just working to get some money, I guess. Certainly I'd love to go and study something like engineering or do that in the Air Force.
Very good. So what are you working at right now?
I'm in the recruitment agency. So we it's very unrelated to aviation, but we look for people and we sell them into companies.
I see. Try and match up people with skills with a company that needs those skills. And so you match them up in a recruiting effort. Well, that's good. So that's something brand new for you, I imagine, huh? Even though it's not aviation related, I'm sure it's still exciting.
It's good fun, yeah.
Well, that's good. And you're earning some money.
Yeah.
Eventually to use it to go to college or to do flight training or who knows what.
Who knows what.
So 4.5 years in the Royal Air Force Cadets, what kind of things have you done?
Well, many things. And it also depends on, I guess, what squadron you're in. Because mine's in London and we're affiliated with a few livery companies in the City of London. So I've gone to many things like the Lord Mayor's show. So there's like big parades. Like holding banners and stuff. We've got annual Remembrance Sunday parades. So we've got a big marching band. I play the snare drum, and then we've got bell lyres, trumpets. It's brilliant.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that sounds rather interesting for sure. And so, Caitlin, I understand you've been to the U.S. before, but this is your first time coming as part of the Royal Air Force Cadets.
Yeah, this is my first time kind of visiting as an air cadet.
Yeah. Is this exciting?
It's very exciting. I didn't really imagine it to kind of be this big, so I'm really happy to get this opportunity for it.
Well, that's great. That's great. When did you arrive?
We arrived, I think, just Saturday. We got back from the airport, and then on the Sunday, we kind of had a look around to get to know the area. We went to go see some Commonwealth graves up in Arcadia, which was quite interesting for us to go see, because obviously it's an educational trip as well. And then Monday we had kind of a look around the place. We got to know like the different groups going on at the air show today. And obviously yesterday and today we've kind of been like working alongside everyone else and getting everything going.
Working alongside everyone else doing what?
So we've been guiding aircraft, kind of working in GAP and also GAC, helping out people who are going to the air show, also volunteering. I know a few groups have been able to work with the Warbirds, which has been interesting. We're looking forward to that today, hopefully. So just kind of bits everywhere.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's great. I understand, Marcus, there was a party last night with the Royal Air Force Cadets and the Civil Air Patrol. Was that a real hoot or what?
Yeah, it was a good party.
Yeah? How many people?
Well, it was 40 of us, aren't there, plus the staff. So maybe like 100 altogether.
Wow. That sounds like a party. I missed the invite. I don't know what happened. It sounds like it's been a good time. So there was food and merriment and fellowship and stuff. So that's good. Swapping stories between your U.S. counterparts and the Brits. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Good bonding time, huh? So what are you doing during this week, Marcus? Similar things to what Caitlin mentioned?
Yeah, so we're in the same flight. So they've split us up into four flights and they rotate our tasks. So, like Caitlin said, yesterday we were doing aircraft parkings, all that sort of stuff. And today we're, I think, just looking at warbirds, aren't we? So just enjoying the show. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's good. That's good. So did you have to receive some training to help park the aircraft? Caitlin, what kind of training did you have to go through?
We had a weekend quite a few months ago where we did the training of how to guide aircrafts, just like the general kind of movements.
You did this back at home?
We did this back at home. We got a bunch of cars out in the rain and just pointed them directions. It was quite chaotic. So we kind of had an idea when we got here on what to do. And then right before we obviously did the jobs and stuff, we had a bit of a catch up, made sure we knew what we were doing, and then kind of a bit of a learn on the job. We had people guiding us, of course. We weren't just kind of flung out there and left our own devices. So it was
good. You're out there with the wands.
We had the wands, all of that.
That's good. So is that pretty easy to do, Marcus? Or
A bit daunting at first, but you can get the hang of it quickly, and it's really fun. Yeah. Really enjoyable.
Yeah. Any reservations about spinning propellers and being near them, Caitlin?
Oh, we're not allowed anywhere near the propellers.
That's good.
Absolutely
that's good.
Not. No, we've been told about kind of the safety precautions around aircraft, especially because it's really important. As obviously we're quite a young group, it's really good to kind of make sure everyone knows where to go, where not to go. So obviously nowhere near the propellers at all. How to kind of direct pilots, what to tell them when they land, and that kind of thing. But safety is a big priority with us.
Indeed, it should be. Safety is paramount to everything we do. So if you can't do it safely, you might not return to do it again. So that's an important thing. So, Caitlin, you too have been in the Royal Air Force Cadets for 4.5 years, you said? Good. So is there a minimum age as to which you can start this in your
home? With the Royal Air Force Air Cadets, you start in year 8, which I believe is 7th grade, I think. It's the second year of middle school.
12 years
that's
old,
7th
roughly.
Grade. Yeah, so about 12 years old. And then you usually stay up to age 18. But if you want to go further after 18, you can apply to be a staff cadet, which means that you kind of have a bit more responsibility. There you go, just like you.
Marcus.
So you're over the age of 18, but you can still be part of the organization. And then once you're past the age of 20, you can become an official staff member, kind of either an officer, SNCO, or a civilian instructor, and then help out kind of at the squadrons and with camps and stuff, which is what our staff here is today.
I see. And you told me you're both cadet flight sergeants as your rank. That's the stripes you have on your uniform. That's great. That's great. Well, has it been an overall good experience for you, Marcus, and being in the Royal Air Force Cadets?
Yeah, no, it's taught me so much, character building, discipline, life skills. There's a lot you can get out of the organization. My squadron even sent me on a trip to Scotland, like wild camping. So I learned a lot about just survival, a lot about myself. And there's loads of skills you can learn. You can learn how to play instruments, like I mentioned earlier. Caitlin's doing a flying scholarship, so I'd recommend it to anyone.
Very good. Well, that's great. Good lead in. So tell us about the flying scholarship, Caitlin. What is this all about?
Well, I haven't obviously attended it just yet, but after a selection day where they basically get a lot of people who have applied already, they go in and they do a few kind of exams to just get to know what their kind of education is about it. You kind of do a flight simulator test to kind of see how you can do different tasks at once, obviously focus on where you're going. You also do kind of a theory test just to know what you're up to. There was a leadership and then also like a team building kind of activity. So they can get an overall idea of kind of your characteristics and all that. And then after that, they kind of whittle it down to the last few from each kind of wing and region. And then I was thankfully offered a place to go up to, I think it's Tayside Aviation up in Scotland for 2 weeks to learn to fly and then hopefully go solo at the end of that. So you get about 10 hours of flight time and then 13 hours to go solo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is, I imagine, highly competitive for these scholarships. So good. Academic prowess, does that make a difference for you as well? Or?
So not so much. So with aviation, weirdly, I don't study kind of that at school. At school, I do art, sociology, and Spanish. So I kind of have all of kind of my aviation science and all that is kind of with cadets, which is quite nice because you're going to have your divide where you've got your school and you've got your coursework. And then with cadets, you can do all of that focus on those aspects, which is good.
Marcus, back when you were in school, is the Royal Air Force Cadets, is it an adjunct to the school, or is it part of your academic training in school, or is it totally separate?
Mine is totally separate. There is something called Combined Cadet Force, which are attached to schools. I can't comment too much on that, but yeah, I'm in the Air Training Corps, RAFAC, so that's a separate organization. So yeah, no involvement in school.
Mm. Okay, so it's kind of an after-school activity,
yeah.
Separate from that. Okay, and so you've been in 4 years or so now, and now you're at the magic age of 18, and so are you transitioning to a different role? Or you said, what is it you are now?
So I'm a staff cadet now. I've been the staff cadet for a while because I turned 18 quite a while back. So it doesn't change anything, really. It just means that you have a bit more responsibility. You're still a cadet. When you reach 20, that's really when it's over, and then you have to become a staff member, either in uniform or a civilian instructor.
I see. Do you think you'll do that, or haven't decided yet?
If I've got the time to, I'd love to. I'd love to give back to the organization, yeah.
Good. In the UK, how many young people are in the Royal Air Force Cadets? Any idea?
Do you know?
Gosh, I couldn't say how many.
Well... Whatever. So
yeah.
Let's talk about your unit. So your unit is called a squadron?
Squadron.
And how many people in a squadron?
Mine's got just over 100, but that's a big squadron.
Yours
too, Caitlin?
No, mine's a lot smaller at the moment. We've got, around 30 to 40 in the books, I think. So we're quite a smaller one compared to yours. But with London, I think it's a big area, so they get a lot more intake. I'm kind of just outside, so we have smaller groups.
All right. So how did you learn about the Royal Air Force Cadets? A friend of yours being in it, or did someone recruit you, or what?
So I heard about it from a friend. I'd known about them from seeing them at activities and, like, volunteering. So when they do kind of parades and stuff at home, like in the towns, you kind of see them volunteering and helping out with the crowds, and that's how I saw them at first. And then my friend wanted to go join, and I thought I'd tag along, and now I've been here for 4 years. So
Good. Time flies.
It does.
Very good. And Marcus, Caitlin just mentioned helping out with crowds and stuff, so I imagine you've got some ancillary duties other than just training and character building and leadership training and the like. So what do you do as a group to benefit the community? What kind of things do you do?
As I mentioned, we do like an annual Remembrance Sunday like parade, so that's like that contributes to the service there. In terms of the community, I guess... it's all the stuff I've mentioned before. Like we're doing like parades and stuff. We might be, like the Lord Mayor's show in London. Caitlin, do you know anything to add?
So we do quite a lot of volunteering, kind of just with our local community.
Mm-hmm.
So my squadron personally does kind of a lot to do, as you said, with Poppy Appeal, to do with Remembrance Sunday and all of that. So we get a lot of charity work going on. We also volunteer for parades, but also kind of just locally. So we'd help out in kind of supermarkets, doing bag packing. We kind of go around and visit different places or attend different events, kind of just for recruitment, but also to get to know the area and the community. Yeah.
Interesting. Marcus, when you had that interaction last night with the Civil Air Patrol from the U.S., did you find that they're doing anything that you are not, that you would like to? Or how would you compare what they do versus what you do?
I heard that they fly a lot more often than we do, which I'm jealous of. Obviously, you know, their drill is different and everything. Their customs are different.
Sure.
But I'd sure love to fly more.
You would? Okay. Well, hopefully you'll be able to. So maybe not with a scholarship like Caitlin was able to get, but another opportunity, or I would hope so. So what would be your aspirations in aviation if you're able to continue or do some flight training? You want to become just a recreational pilot, or do you want to fly for the airlines or for the military, or haven't decided yet?
I haven't decided yet. I'd say I'd love to fly planes, like in any way. That would be nice because I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I'm not really decided yet.
Okay. Well, you got plenty of time to decide and lots of opportunities to experience, I'm sure, before you make up your mind what you want to do. And even then, you can always change your mind. So, Caitlin, you're going to start flying then this summer in Scotland?
Well, hopefully. I haven't been given a time yet, but at some point in the next year, hopefully I get to go up.
And so you'll go away for 2 weeks,
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And it'll be concentrated flight training
ground
training.
Yeah, so you do ground school training, so you get to know, obviously, airport kind of procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, kind of in the air, and you get air experience with qualified pilots. And it's really good because it kind of gives you that foundation to go into if you want to go into commercial airlines, or it kind of also gives you an experience of kind of military flying, because obviously it's an RAF program in the end, so it's good.
So is that in Caitlin's future, flying for the airlines or flying for the military? Or
I mean, I've thought about it. It's something that I've kind of got going on, like maybe it's a maybe, really. I like the idea of kind of flying for the military. I know it's really competitive, though, so I'm not going to just focus completely on that. Yeah. Airlines would be a really good way of doing it. So I've left it open, but it's a goal of mine, I think it might be.
Well, there's a worldwide shortage of pilots now and in the future. So you're poised at the right time and beginning to do flight training. So that's great. Well, I wish you the best in that. That'll be great. So Marcus, this is your first time to the U.S. Mm. Have you been outside of Britain before? Or
yeah, many times.
Mainland Europe or what?
Yeah, Europe, Asia. The U.S. has always slipped away. Yeah, it's my first time.
Yeah, so what do you think so far? You've only been here a week or less than a week, but what do you think?
I think it's really cool. I'd say it hasn't shocked me yet. It is what I expected, and I'd say that's because, like, in a lot of movies and stuff, it's, like, all set in America, and it's all very, like, stereotypical.
All stereotypes. Huh? We just talk funny.
Yeah. I talk funny, apparently.
Well, that's good. But to you, we talk funny, I'm sure. Okay, so that's good. So so you arrived last Saturday, then you went down to Arcadia to pay tribute to some Commonwealth people that were buried there.
Yeah, so we were kind of paying tribute to basically a few cadets who came over to the U.S. during World War II to do flight training, because obviously in England at the time, there was the Blitz and all of that going on, so they couldn't do training without being kind of shot down or, you know, not being able to go. So there was a program where they went to the U.S. to learn, and obviously it was 23. Obviously were never able to go home, so they were buried there. There's also 24, which was the instructor there. So it was quite interesting to see, because it was a history they don't really hear about a lot, especially with like the joins between England and the U.S. where we never really knew that program existed before that.
Well, that's nice that you're able to pay tribute to them and see their markers. That's good. Did you learn any history about any of them or just a little bit?
Well, what was the most interesting thing, I think, especially with the history, was their age. A lot of them were kind of close to our age as well, which was quite scary when you look at it and you kind of go, oh, well, that's it's a bit shocking. History-wise, I think it was more to do with kind of the way that they would learn at the time. So obviously there was procedures. So we just kind of learned about the ways that they were impacted and the ways that obviously things didn't go quite right for them, which was unfortunate.
Imagine that was very meaningful.
I'm
so glad that you're able to do that. And there were training facilities all over the state of Florida and other states in the U.S. as well during World War II. Several of the smaller airports, Arcadia is one, Winter Haven, Bartow, come to mind, where they had major training facilities for British pilots as well as U.S. pilots. Okay, so just a couple things I wanted to ask about. So Marcus, your first time here, and I know you're staying at Sun and Fun. So you're what, in a 5-star hotel here? Is that where you're staying, or is it something somewhat less than that?
I wish. Yeah, we've got our like designated like camping area.
Oh, you're in the campgrounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of a low budget thing, huh?
I mean, it is quite nice. You know, we've got like, you know, tents, big tents, so like boys' tent, girls' tent, and then we've got our like military style fold out beds with the sleeping bags. But you know, we've got everything we need. You know, water, and can't complain.
Yeah. How's the food, Caitlin?
Food's lovely.
Good.
It's different food.
Yeah.
It's strange where you for example, bought a packet of sweets and they're the same sweets as England, but they tasted different. But I guess it's just US sweets, which everyone was a bit excited about because everyone wanted to try.
Better or not as good? Just different.
Just different. I mean, I wouldn't say it was better or worse. I think it was just strangely different. Yeah. But I think everyone was excited to kind of try like American food. It's kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
They were all quite excited for. Portion sizes as well were quite big, so we're quite surprised by that, but it's nice.
Have you experienced a corn roast yet?
No, we haven't. We've heard about them, but really? I don't really know what it is. Because every time people say corn roast, I kind of just think, oh, it's just popcorn, but that doesn't
work. No, it's not.
No.
It's not popcorn. It's corn on the cob and roasted, and so it's quite the event. You'll enjoy it. So I don't want to take away the surprise, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. That's going to happen later this week, is it?
I think I've seen some advertisements, so we can always ask our staff members to take us along and go have one.
So how does the day start, Marcus? What time do you get up, reveille?
7 a.m., unless you're duty flight, which would mean you get up maybe like 6:30 or 6 a.m. That means you have to like prepare the breakfast for everyone, so like pour out the cereal, get the water ready for washing up, stuff like that. So yeah, 6:30 to 6 a.m. and then we'll leave. We left this morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
A bit later than usual. Should be 8 a.m. usually, but...
8 to 9, it depends what we're up to.
Uh-huh. And so then they bus you over to the flight line or somewhere where you're going to be on duty during the day. And you said there's 40 of you that have come over?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
40 cadets.
And how many adult senior leaders?
10 odd.
10, yeah.
10 or so?
Yeah.
Good. And so do they keep you in line or do you keep them in line or
both? They do like to keep us in line. it's quite good because our staff members are really supportive. So they'll never kind of be really directive and kind of, forceful. They're there to support us. They're there to check on us. Because in the end, we're here for the experience. We're here to have
Plus, this is a growing
fun.
Up thing for
Yeah,
it,
exactly.
Yeah.
We're not actual military. We're not people who kind of serve on front lines and stuff. We are young people who are learning and who are here to have the experience. So our staff are really supportive of that and they take really good care of us.
Very
so
good.
Thankful to them.
Is Wogglemuth here today?
Yes, he is. I think I spotted him somewhere, but he is here.
Well, please give him my greeting. I did get a chance to interview John, I think. Is it John Wogglemuth?
Mm.
And what's his rank?
Squadron leader.
Squadron leader, yeah. I interviewed him last year or the year before when he came here with a group of cadets as well. So it's good to know that he's here as well. And so pleased that you two could join us, representing some 40 cadets that are here from the UK. And so this is great. Will you get a chance to come back again another year, do you think, or not?
Oh, yeah, we should. So far, we've been here nearly every year, obviously not for the past few because of restrictions and everything.
Yeah, but personally, will you get a chance to come back again or don't?
I'm not sure. I hope so. It's been a great experience so far, so I wouldn't say no. But yeah.
Well, I hope you find your U.S. counterparts to be friendly and inviting and welcoming, as you probably did during with the Civil Air Patrol folks last night. So thank you so much for joining us. Caitlin McDonald and Marcus Reed from the Royal Air Force Cadets, our guests today to tell us about the Royal Air Force Cadets and what they do over here and what they do back at home in England. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. We've been broadcasting and will continue broadcasting live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus, Lakeland, Florida. Stay tuned for more interesting interviews. We'll be right back.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.